a flavour there of the celebrations in Clonmel in County Tipperary this morning as rowers Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch crossed the finish line to secure a bronze medal. We can speak now to John Lavery. He's club captain at Phillips Club, Belfast Boat Club, and also joining us, Paul Nugent, who's a senior member at Clonmel Rowing Club. Thank you both very much for talking to us. John, let's start with you. I gather Philip came rather late to rowing. Tell us about that.
Yes, Philip was a hockey player at school, and he was a very successful hockey player, so he played under 16 for Ulster and for Ireland. He went to Queen's University in 2012. He only took up rowing in 2013, and 1 year into rowing, he won British University's Novice Championship, so the potential was there from very early on. He was a multi-discipline sport, so a great athlete.
Yeah, that's phenomenal, isn't it? What does today's achievement mean for a club like your own?
Oh, it's fantastic. This morning we had a special breakfast led on, and members were down, and there was a kids' tournament, and we were all cheering on furiously, but it wasn't quite to be. But really, a bronze medal is fantastic, absolutely fantastic, both for Dara Lynch and for Philip. Fantastic to see.
Yeah, Paul, let's bring you in. We got a little flavour there of what it was like in Clonmel for the final stages of the race. Tell us a bit about Dara.
Dara, he started rowing at 15, which it was kind of a late. We would consider it late. People start at 13. But, you know, he got stuck in, and then very quickly he figured out that he wanted to go places. And so he started researching top athletes from around the world in endurance sports, and he found out their training programs. He contacted Christian Blumenfeld, who was the highest VO2 max score of all male athletes. And Dara was a really smart kid, like to go chasing these guys down to find out what they were doing. And Dara went and he did those extreme training programs. He was doing 24 kilometers on the rowing machine before he'd go to school. And he'd do another 24 kilometers in the evening when he'd come home from school. So he was putting in the mileage at such a young age.
Yeah, his story, again, is an astonishing one. He got a scholarship to Yale.
Yeah, that's right. He went to Yale. He won the Irish Junior Championships in, I think it was 2016. He won three championships. He won the Junior Single Sculls, the Intermediate Scull, and I can't remember, was the other one a Novice Scull? But he won the three championships in the one weekend, which was a fantastic achievement. He got the scholarship to Yale. And he rode there for 4 years. And one of the guys he rode with, one of his best friends over there, is Andrew Gulich, who was in the Swiss Coxless pair that were rowing against Ireland yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
The Irish actually squeezed them out in the semi-final.
Yeah, I think the rest of us, like, we're just feeling majorly inadequate at the moment, listening to the stories of the kind of the sacrifice and the dedication. John, can you give us that sense of, I suppose, the sort of dedication that's needed for somebody to achieve something like this?
It's completely crazy. Philip went from something like 140 kilometres when he paired up with the national team to 200 kilometres a week. One session, 14 by 1500 metres, took over 2 hours and 15 minutes. He was fitting this in while he was studying to be a doctor during 2018-2019 time. And he then, this kind of programme has been maintained, you know, so it's crazy stuff. Takes 5-6 hours on ergs or on the water, you know, per day. You know, it's really beyond the expectations of, or the aspirations even of some of us.
Yeah.
But what this does, it's a fantastic example for the kids in our club, you know, so we expect to see numbers booming in the next months.
Well, congratulations. Many congratulations to you in Belfast, John, and also to Paul in Clonmel. Thank you both very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Now, fires will be lightning in Tipperary.
Yeah, you to have to get the plug in. Listen, thanks a million to you both. It's been lovely to talk to you.